Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
So you're a 2017 women's individual bowling champion from Wichita State is Sydney Brummett.
Good.
Thanks for looking that up.
Cute girl.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And not
cute
what I would
girl.
Call sturdy.
No, not sturdy at all.
Yeah.
And that
not
happened.
That she's falling over left and right.
Yeah. That's what I meant by that. Craig's right.
Right.
I meant she could stand on her own.
That happened
Todd for about a year.
In April, by the way. But it was running last night, which makes me wonder.
You have 60,000 other channels, too,
I know,
by the way.
But why do these networks even exist?
I don't know. But we got the ABC's a good network.
Yeah.
They got programming. They got a thing called Battle of the Network Stars that originated, I believe, in the 70s, because we used to watch it.
And one of the network stars is Tom Arnold.
Tom.
joins us now.
Tom, we're similar age as you, a couple years difference maybe. So we're watching the 70s. We watched this all the time in the 70s. This is cool they brought it back, huh?
Yeah. We liked it in the 70s because it was a great show. Because we get to see stars that acted in shows doing unusual, different things, competing against each other in short shorts, and they were big stars.
Right.
And now the show has me on it. So, you know.
But still.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say besides that. That's, you know.
That's right. There was a lot in the 70s. You're right. It was all the main stars because
the big ones.
Well, they also probably needed more. They probably got paid. Yeah, they went out there and got
paid
back in the day, right? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well, we get paid, but I think you got to get used to it. Like it's got to become hip or something. And I think that each time more people will do it or whatever, and then some people realize, oh, people like that. It only takes one giant star to do something in Hollywood. Where everybody else to go, oh, it's okay.
Well, who's on name some stars besides you on this, Tom.
Well, George Clooney.
Okay.
No, he's not there.
No.
He's not there. I thought you meant just name some stars. I'm trying to think who's all on here.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. I'll tell you exactly what happened. We wanted to talk to you because we love you and we love your work and we met you and you're good.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. But we did turn down. Who we turned down, Puss?
Bronson Pinchot.
Pinchot.
And
right.
Dave Coulier. I've got a list.
But Dave's cool. We've talked to Dave.
Joey
Lawrence. Let me tell you something about Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him at first, but then I did. And he is thicker than he used to be. His hair is darker. But he was a gamer for all the events.
All right.
And he was willing to try anything that I told him to. So I like people that are willing to try stuff. So
did you get hurt?
I'm going to give him two thumbs up.
Did you get hurt?
Yeah, what kind of athletic competitions did you go?
No, I got body slammed by Ronda Rousey. But that was an extra thing that she did when I was trying to hurt her. She dunked me. She did not have to dunk me because she was the coach of the other team, and Joey Lawrence missed me. They had a 40-foot-high dunk tank above this pool, which is insane, and he couldn't hit me, and she stuck her nose in there illegally and hit me and dunked me 40 foot into the pool.
Man.
And I thought, well, I'm going to swim to the side and pull her in
right. So
we're even. And I started pulling her in, and she pulled me straight up out of the pool.
Whoa.
Wet. And 230 pounds, and slammed me against the side of the pool, and that was a huge otter.
Man, so
I like it when women are super mean to me. So anyway,
obviously,
yeah. I said to DeMarcus Ware, who's our coach, who's a giant.
DeMarcus
Ware, what are you gonna do about that? He goes, what can I do about that? I don't want her doing that to me. I go, oh my god.
I love that Ronda. I'm going to watch it just for that, to see Ronda Rousey just body slam Tom Arnold.
He's right. Great.
All right.
Now, we're the first guys to bitch when we say a network's gone to the well one too many times. But
that's why I was afraid of. But Jamie Foxx is hosting a game show this summer.
Yeah, he is.
Alec Baldwin is hosting one. I mean, they're coming back, and you see other networks doing it, and you wonder, what they do is they see other networks doing it, and it's successful. So every network has to do it, and you hope that you aren't on the show that's the one too many, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if they could get big stars to do it like they did when we were a kid and replicate that feeling that we had where we saw, fish out of water, Bruce Jenner competing against O.J. Simpson, maybe I'll be able to see bad examples, people.
But we saw those too. We saw those too. We're your age, and
we saw
those too. But you're right. Maybe a bad example. All right.
Yeah, but it was interesting back then, and maybe we could make it. This was a test run with me and Bronson Pinchot and then Dave Coulier, and then maybe next week it'll be some super big people, and it'll be exciting. I was told Anthony Anderson was doing it, which is why I wanted to do it.
Yeah,
I love
cool.
Anthony.
Yeah.
We've done movies together. He's at ABC. He's one of their big stars.
Right.
He and I are funny together in movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not see him there. And but I think it's once you win, you don't care. So it was a good experience, and it could be a really good show because the announcers are good. I like that.
I love that you had Tom Arnold with us, Battle Network Stars Thursday, ABC. I love that you're plugging the next edition.
because it's not like they're going to have me back ever. So, next week will be great. That Lisa Winchell did seem scared of me. I do remember that. Once I figured out that she was on Facts of Life or something, she seemed genuinely frightened.
Oh, I remember. Lisa, she was the cute one on Facts of Life, I believe. Yeah, the hot one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was genuinely cowering when I was, because I'm very loud.
No.
Especially when I'm trying to fire the team up and tell them what to do, because I wanted to win.
Yeah.
It came down to the tug of war, and I was basically, because I won the college tug of war. In college, the Miller Lite sponsored a tug of war for the national for colleges, and the University of Iowa won that.
You won that?
So,
okay.
Were you
first,
the anchor?
You got to get really, really drunk. Second of all, our judge was Boog Powell, who was even drunker than us. And he was so drunk, he passed out before we started. So we really didn't have a judge. But
former Baltimore Oriole Boog Powell was the judge of the contest in the early 80s at the University of Iowa. I love that. I love that.
So they had to carry him out of there. But to me, that's like the best memory ever.
That is a great memory. That's a great memory. We all know Boog Powell. Well, if you're like old like us.
Yeah, if you're old.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow night, Battle Network Stars. Thursday night, Battle Network Stars. Tom Arnold, watch the next round. We'll watch this one. Thanks, Thomas. Yeah. Talk soon, brother.
Wet your whistle on this one, then get ready for the next one. It'll be great.
See you, Tom.
Appreciate your time.
God, that dude is so freaking funny.
He's truly
man.
Funny.
He's always been funny.
Now, the original one.
It was the 70s, and they were all stars of the shows that were happening then. They were hit shows at the time.
Here we go. I got the lineup for...
What was the year? What was the original one?
1976.
Perfect.
All right, the ABC team, Gabe Kaplan.
Right.
Cotton.
Welcome Back, Carter was a huge hit.
Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman.
Farrah Fawcett.
Charlie's Angels.
Richard Hatch.
That space one.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica, right. Yeah.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard was still in Happy Days.
Penny Marshall.
Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Your host was Howard Cosell at the time.
Yeah.
CBS. Telly Savalas.
Kojak.
Gary Berghoff.
MASH.
Mackenzie Phillips.
One day at a time.
Loretta Swit. Jimmy Walker.
MASH and Good Times.
you know what? This is our wheelhouse.
Yep, it really is. Oh, totally.
We were young enough to actually watch this.
NBC.
But old enough to know all these shows.
Captain Robert Conrad.
He was on...
Baa Black Sheep.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
I remember him from The Battery on the Shoulder.
That yes, him, that right? too.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa Sue Anderson, Little House on
Little
the
House
Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie, right.
Tim Matheson.
Well,
Animal
was,
House.
Animal House. Yep. He was famous,
but
yeah.
Kevin Tighe from Emergency.
Emergency, remember him?
And Damond Wilson.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah. Dummy. Big Dummy.
Big Dummy, yeah.
So...
That was the first year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they had...
So, you know, so Tom is right. They were big stars at the time. I know we're
stars. At the time.
So Tom.
Yeah, and see, I'm looking at a list of all the celebrities they've got for this season.
Who is it?
Well, is
Tom Arnold one of the most famous?
Well, it's yeah, but I mean,
because
he
actually still works in the business. That Lisa Winchell chick, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through and like you know the one this week. It's TV sitcoms, and that's his team.
Right.
Bronson Pinchot and him and Dave Coulier against TV kids. So it's Joey Lawrence. Nolan Gould, who's on Modern Family,
right? Yeah,
Luke, and then Kim Fields, Lisa Welchel, yeah. But then it's primetime soaps versus ABC stars, and there's
you don't recognize your names.
There's like five names on each team, and I'm good for maybe two or three.
Got it.
Yeah, and if I recall the originals,
well, Tom's right. He tells the truth. That's what I love about his phone calls.
He was very candid.
Yeah.
But didn't they, you know, do like swimming, diving, track?
Yes, track. They had track and everything, yeah.
Regular athletic competitions, nothing goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have had the tug of war back then, too.
Yeah. That's funny. Boog pal.
They did have the tug of war.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, see, or am I thinking of the old NFL stars?
Yeah, NFL versus. That was my favorite. The NFL Super Bowl champ would play the World Series champ in all kinds of events.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would do the tug of war.
They did tug of war.
I don't know why, but I would watch that one.
Yeah. Because we had three channels.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And now you can see Tom Arnold.
You know,
speaking
Tom
sports,
Arnold was talking about not wanting to piss off Ronda Rousey.
And who would?
But he did.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You also don't want to piss off Serena Williams.
Well, no. She's not bitching.
Kind of.
No, her people are bitching.
Kind of.
That's a sturdy woman right there.
Yeah, she's sturdy.
John McEnroe, tennis great from back in the day.
Love John McEnroe.
Was on NPR.
He's also on CBS Sunday Morning, did a nice piece on his life.
Just recently?
Yeah, this past Sunday.
Past weekend?
You have it taped?
I got to watch. DVR? I got to watch the U.S. Open and then I'll catch up.
It's really good.
I'm about a week and a half behind on my DVR.
Yeah, there's a bunch of planes flying over the interview. Just skip it.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
In an NPR interview, tennis great John McEnroe said that he thinks that Serena Williams is the best female tennis player ever.
Yeah.
But would rank maybe 700 on the men's circuit.
Best female player ever. No question.
Why say female player?
Well, because if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't think Serena's like an incredible player. I do. But there's, you know... The reality of what would happen on a given day, Serena could beat some players, I believe, because she's so incredibly strong mentally. But if she had to just play the circuit, the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story.
You know what? And by the way, this woman who interviews him acts like she knows more than John McEnroe. It's just that one question. You really? By the way, Serena said the same thing.
Years ago.
On she was on Letterman and said, she's not going to play Andy Murray because Andy Murray, she wouldn't score a point. Doesn't mean she's not the best woman ever at tennis. She's not going to beat a bunch of men.
This is how she replied to John McEnroe on the Twitter.
All right.
Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please, please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. Maybe she thought she'd be above 700.
Or 400 or something like that, right. Yeah.
And then she said, I've never played anyone ranked there, in quotation marks, nor do I have time. Respect me and my privacy as I'm trying to have a baby. Good day, sir.
No, it sounds like the girl asked her the question.
Yeah.
He didn't bring it up. You know what I mean? The woman, the NPR chick, asked him the question. By the way, Wilbon brought this up. He brought this up yesterday. It's a non-story, but we have to talk about it. Because the men would beat her, and she's the best ever when it comes to female by far.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like, do you think any WNBA player could hack it in the NBA?
I doubt it.
No.
No.
They would try. A couple of them have actually made it to camp, and then they get to... It doesn't mean they're not great.
No, yeah. It doesn't mean they're not...
And they're also going to kick regular guys' ass all the time.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Even that dude, Brittany Griner. She, great.
Todd and I played with Nancy Lieberman years ago.
And, I did, too.
And so did Craig. And famous, world-famous female basketball player. And she was a great lady. She used to have a part-time home here in Omaha. And she was on the radio with us in the 90s. And we played in a three-on-three tournament with her. And she was just incredible. To see her play in person, like I'll say it, was like playing with just some dude that could just handle the ball. Nobody could. I mean, she was amazing.
Yes.
I worked out with her once years ago, too. And she was in the studio one day, and she came back to play pro ball. And she had somebody to go to the basketball court with her. And I worked out with her at one of the local gyms. I'll never forget that. Because since she moved out of town, we haven't seen her in years. But just to see her, I was just the guy that threw balls to her while she popped threes. And
fine.
But I know. I mean, it was just great. It was fun.
As long as you're in there somewhere.
She was amazing. She's an amazing basketball player. And she did not make the pros.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And she was the best player on our team.
And she might be a head coach in the NBA someday, too.
And I remember we were fairly young at the time.
Yes, we were. And she beat the hell out of us.
Right. We were playing against one of the teams featured a couple of young ladies from the University of Nebraska.
Oh, and they destroyed us. Yeah. But once again, we're not basketball players, and we were fairly young.
Yeah.
But we were not basketball players. We were a white guy.
But we couldn't hang with them.
No.
We tried.
No.
We had our moments.
But I think her coming out against – he was asked the question there.
Yeah, he didn't bring it up.
And the NBR lady asked him the question.
Yeah.
He did. All he said was, she's the best female player ever.
So what do you mean female?
Yeah. What do you mean?
She's not a dude.
That's
dudes are better.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah. She brought it up.
By the way, Macro, this morning, somewhere else, he said he refused to apologize. Well, that's what I like about Macro. Why should he apologize? He didn't do anything wrong.
He answered the question.
Right.
Yeah. That's how he feels.
Will Bond, who just loves the Serena. And,
yes, he does.
He said, that's the truth.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Out of L.A., a Christian preschool teacher. And to put a finer point on that, Christian preschool, a teacher at the Christian preschool, not a preschool teacher who is a Christian necessarily.
Got it.
Not sure on that one, nevertheless.
The school's Christian.
The preschool is Christian.
I'm going to guess what she did is not.
Well, depending on who you worship.
Nina Sky is the teacher's name.
Is that her given name?
I don't know. She has been fired from the preschool because she is a porn actress.
Current porn actress.
She is apparently an up-and-coming star in the adult film industry. Nina calls it her dream job, having sex.
That's mine, too, but nobody paying me for it.
She said
Let me see Nina Sky. I think I've seen her. I know I've seen her.
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on Pornhub.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
She says that having sex is something that she really enjoys, not to mention the easy money that comes with making the porn. It's easy money. She said for her very first scene, she just did a regular boy-on-girl scene. She got paid $2,500 on the spot. She said she never had that much money ever. Just handed to her in her life. Now, the Christian preschool came back
Somebody
to her.
Somebody else is handing something to her right now. I'm looking on Todd's computer.
Now, the preschool went back to her and said, look, quit the porn. We will help you pay for your housing. We'll give you a pay raise. Just quit the porn and stay here.
What can a preschool pay?
Not the point.
Come on, maybe 40 grand a year.
Well, they did their bit.
All right.
They did what they could.
I'll give her 40 grand for what she's doing right now on Todd's
computer. No, you won't.
No. Well, I won't. Well, if I was single and it was every day.
Yeah, okay, there's that.
Let's clarify that.
She said no to that offer of extra money because she would have to leave the porn industry forever. She said she does not want out of the industry.
Good for her.
Okay, see, I got no problem with them saying, listen, you're a current porn
star. Oh, no, you're right, yeah. I got no problem with that either.
You can't do both.
You can't
do have a problem with they've quit the business for a decade, and they go to teach,
right.
And then somebody finds a clip of them, you know, that's 15 years old, and then they're fired. I got a problem with that.
But yeah. I'll tell you what, if my kid was in preschool, I'd be visiting a lot and saying, my kid's having trouble counting to 10. Can I have a meeting with the teacher again? Because it's preschool. So she's counting to 10 right now, looks like. Like 10 and a half, actually.
Yeah. Or she.
Although
just,
you've been known to overestimate.
No, yeah. The video I'm looking at.
I know.
Yeah.
How many of them are just, when they're in the middle of that, just counting the money? She's counting to 2,500 is what I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who cares? She's a cute redhead, Craig, too. You'd like her.
Yep. S-K-Y-E.
Nina. Of course, that's how it's spelled.
Nina Skye, if you want to post her up there, push.
Like, oh, I posted a picture.
Like yep. That, yep. Like that guy's doing.
Check. He's posting up.
He's posting her up.
A couple out of Buckeye, Arizona, facing charges for allegedly stealing $100,000 worth of booze. The two were arrested after they were seen on security video the last few months.
Have you ever been to Buckeye, Arizona?
Nope.
No.
You say, I really need about $100,000 worth of booze.
All right.
If I were to hang out in Buckeye, Arizona. Unless it's improved greatly over the last decade or so.
I don't know. This is over the last few months, they finally saw them on security video loading up backpacks and coolers with alcohol from the Fry's drug and food and drug stores. Investigators say the two would walk in and normally, and then on their way out, they would be struggling to carry out the bags that they had brought in when they left. Apparently, the couple would run home and try and sell the bottles to friends and neighbors and family for some cash.
You're in a small town like that. Is it a small place, Todd?
It's kind of suburban Phoenix.
Oh, okay, got it.
So
all right.
Kind
got
of growing it. Together.
All right. Good plan.
So they're busted.
Go watch Tom Arnold Thursday night on Battle of the Network Stars, even though he doesn't care if you do or not. He said, watch. Eventually some stars will be there, he said. That was his quote. Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Other stuff's up there, too, including a behind-the-scenes look at our soundboard here. That's pretty
just,
cool.
That's just
fascinating.
That's just one page.
Well, I could switch in stuff, but you can see where it says Quagmire Giggity. Or Craig, drugs in my coochie.
Right.
That might be a new one. I might have re-put that in this morning. It might not be on the page.
We can go to that yourself.
Page 2. This could
tomorrow.
Be a continuing series.
Maybe.
And all then right. Someday I can give you a picture of the phone screen that I look at.
Fascinating.
Behind the scenes. Great radio. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Good night.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.